AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris is getting ready for her big night at the Democratic National Convention. Sagar Magani reports she'll make history.
Harris will become the first black woman and the first person of South Asian descent to accept a major party's presidential nomination. Her speech will wrap up the Democratic Convention, a day after running mate Tim Walz thanked the crowd for bringing joy to the race.
We're all here tonight for one beautiful, simple reason. We love this country.
And a campaign official says Harris tonight will lay out her vision for the country, an optimistic one compared to Donald Trump's dark agenda. Harris will also share her background and middle-class upbringing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump made a campaign appearance near the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona.
We had a border czar who was the border czar. She loved the title, but she didn't want to do the work because she's lazy and probably, more importantly than being lazy, she wants to have an open border. And you say, who would want an open border where criminals can pour into our country?
The Supreme Court's rejected a Republican push to block more than 41,000 Arizona voters from casting ballots in the presidential race. But the justices are allowing some regulations that bar people from registering to vote if they don't provide proof of citizenship. A final night of pro-Palestinian demonstrations planned outside the Democratic National Convention. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says no arrests were made last night as both pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian groups marched in the city's Union Park.
Did we have a couple of dust-ups? Sure. All right, but those things were quickly rectified. And I can't say enough about the organizers who had their marshals moving along, and when someone was getting out of control, they would step in and help calm that down.
And the FDA has approved updated COVID-19 vaccines. This is AP News. The Canadian government's ordered the country's two major freight railroads to enter binding arbitration that come to a full stop amid a labor dispute with the Teamsters Union, halting shipments into the U.S. Seth Soutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street in the run-up to the main event for markets for the week, a speech by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Friday. The S&P 500 lost 0.9% Thursday. That was the worst day for the index in more than 2 weeks. The Dow dropped 177 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.7%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market following some mixed data on the economy. The U.S. economy has been slowing down after the Fed raised interest rates to their highest level in more than 20 years. To fight inflation. The Fed is widely expected to start cutting interest rates next month. Seth Soutel, New York.
Jobless claims inched higher last week but remain at historically healthy levels. Mortgage rates eased again while home sales picked up in July. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.